Hello, this is Afi Pittman, founder of AuthorOfMyFaith.com, the source of encouragement for today's Christian woman and the Let's Talk About It community, a safe place for Christian women to discuss their life, relationship, and professional challenges. And welcome to my 30-day motivational audio series entitled Breaking Away from Toxic Mindsets, Men, and Habits to Break Through to a New You. This is day 27, and let's talk about the power of living life in community. I want to share this scripture with you because I believe it summarizes the epitome of the power of living in community. And it's Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Likewise, two people lying close together can keep each other warm at night, but how can one be warm alone? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. And that's from the New Living Translation. And I think it's also fitting that the description right before this passage in that translation is entitled The Advantages of Companionship. I also think that this is basically the benefit of living life in community, because when you live in community, Satan can't come after you with the things that he does when you isolate yourself or if you've been isolated by other community members. So I was reading this book entitled Only a Woman by Terry McFadden, and she said that Satan has special setups for loners, and she's right, because most people who are loners, they have all kinds of little hidden grievances in their hearts towards other people, and things like that just basically open the door for Satan to have a field day with your mind, your heart, and your emotions. And he's just going to keep using that to isolate you even further from other people. Even people who might be coming into your life for a new season for things like companionship, which you desperately want, but you keep rehearsing, like how we were talking about with unforgiveness, you keep rehearsing offenses that old offenders did to you and you can't let it go. And so now you're stuck in this cycle of isolating yourself from new people. But when you are connected to others in a way where you call on each other, not just in good times, but also in bad, it makes it very difficult for Satan to defeat you. And when God is in the center of that partnership, which I think is one of the things that people think that means when they say a triple stranded cord, a three braided cord, you know, as the scripture says, when God is in the center of that partnership, friendship, or community, and all of you are on the same accord, Satan can't defeat you. So if you are unchurched right now, I would strongly advise you to find a church home where you feel like you fit in and where you can get involved and connect with other people socially, not just high and by at church. Hey, how's it going? How are you? How's your, you know, not just that on Sundays, but you guys actually connect socially throughout the week in a meaningful way. And also keep up with the friends and family that you do have meaningful contact with. Do not let Satan isolate and attack you and therefore conquer and defeat you. So as always, make sure you check in with me. Email me at afi@authoroffaithmen.com. If what we talked about today in terms of community struck a chord with you. So until tomorrow, stay encouraged and we will talk soon.